went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network. You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone is not a 912 area code. It is an 845 area code. It's 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you call that phone number, you are going to get me because I will be the one answering the phone. So if you want to talk to me, if you have a question for me, don't do it passively. Do it actively. Pick up the phone and call me, and I will be happy to answer your question. If you want to do it a little bit more passively, then I would invite you to email me at my new email address, which is spineboy, H as in Harry, V as in Victor, at gmail.com. So that's spineboyhv at gmail.com. You can come to a free healthcare class. You can pop in the office. You can make an appointment. Whatever the case is, I just want to help you answer your health concern and help you get over your health concern. And so we're here each week to do that. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And when your health is no longer doing what you want it to do, when you're tired of taking the medications and the endless prescriptions and the being put on the treadmill of treatment with no end in sight, that's when you want to give me a call and get an answer to the question why. And the man that helps me do that each week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's in studio with us. He's a master Tai Chi expert. He helps people in various ways. He's an interfaith minister. He helps create harmony in people's lives differently than I do, and he's a wonderful friend and somebody that is the man behind the scenes that puts these show together. He comes up with the topics and helps to ask the questions to create clarity for you, the listener, and we're always grateful for Mark, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rick. There's always so much for us to talk about in terms of people's health and what your health concerns are and how to approach health from a different perspective than what's typically taught in our culture. Because really, in this culture, you are taught from very early on that you can expect to accumulate health concerns as you get older. And isn't it true that you can expect, you know, to get older, to decline in health, and eventually you die?
Well, that certainly is an expectation you can manifest, Mark. And my question would be to anyone listening, why would you want to experience that outcome? God gives us free will, and we can exercise that free will any way we choose. And it's just as easy to expect good outcomes as it is to expect bad outcomes. So which one would you choose for you and your life, Mark?
Well, I would choose good ones.
Excellent.
But, I mean, that's if I can be conscious about it, but being conscious about choosing those outcomes isn't always easy.
Well, it isn't always easy, but it is something that you can set your mind to, and we talk about that just about every show in terms of setting your mind in a direction that's going to help you cultivate and manifest positive outcomes, and this is it. It's like, you know what? I've been telling people for at least 30 years that I'm going to choose to live to be 150.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, why would you want to live that long? And I want to live that long because I want to see what it's going to be like in 100 years from now, or it's less than 100 years now, but I want to see what this planet and what society and what humanity is going to be about roughly 100 years from now. And people say, well, nobody lives that long. And I'm like, well, nobody lives that long because nobody's chosen to live that long. But if you follow the Bible, if you believe in the Bible, trying to remember the number of years, 800 and some odd years that Moses lived and Noah was given credit for, and it's like, okay, well, was time the same or was time judged differently? I mean, there's all those kinds of questions. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Right.
But if the story is that they lived that long and now we decide that living 70 or 80 years is really long, and anybody that lives longer than that, oh, they must be a real special person. No, I just think they decided that they wanted to live that long. George Burns, who used to smoke cigars every day and was always seen with a cigar in his hand, said that he wanted to live to be 100. And he lived to be 103 months.
Mm-hmm.
So he set his intention, he reached his goal, and then life slowly left his body over the course of 3 months, and then he died. And he did it on his terms. And we can do life on our terms, Mark. We just have to set our mind to it.
That's a very interesting perspective, and one that I think people can actually take advantage of if they're willing to do what it takes. So is there a way you can get out of needing more and more prescriptions as you continue to age?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. You need to just simply be proactive. Live a proactive lifestyle and plan for success, and don't worry about accumulating prescriptions, as you will not be in the mindset of creating these problems to begin with.
So do you have to expect that, you know, as so many people do, that at some point you're going to need surgery at some point in your life?
Well, absolutely not. You don't have to expect that. And again, it goes back to who you associate with. If you associate with the kinds of people who collect these experiences, chances are you will begin collecting them yourself. Find a group of like-minded, healthy people who have really good, high health outcomes and mimic their mentality and their behavior. And a funny thing will happen, Mark.
And what's that?
You'll have the same outcome as them.
Hmm.
But if you do it differently, if you associate with these support groups that, you know, keep themselves stuck in a particular problem, if you hang out with people who collect surgeries or have various prescription medications and all they do is talk about what's coming up next and their doctor visits and this, that, and the other thing, then what are you really cultivating? You're cultivating that mindset.
That's so true. I mean, cultivation is something that you do by what you put your attention on.
Exactly.
So if you are on the course of having medications as part of what's going on in your life and you're being prescribed by your medical doctor, aren't those setting you up for other health problems in the long run?
Always, Mark. All medicine has side effects that suppress health further and further the more you take them. And anyone who stops to really think about it will know this to be true. And medical doctors just don't appreciate what they are doing to their patients. Your body is meant to be healthy. what you and your doctor are doing to promote that process without toxic and harmful medications is the question that you need to be asking. If you're taking a toxic chemical prescription medication into your body, you should take it for a very, very short period of time to get you out of crisis while you address the underlying reason for your problem. Mm-hmm. You should not expect to be on that medication for the rest of your life. But who benefits if you're taking medication every day for the rest of your life?
The person selling you the medication.
The manufacturer and the distributor. Those mm-hmm. are the ones that benefit. Now, who is the major companies in our society?
Well, the major companies in our society are the pharmaceutical companies, the food companies, the energy companies.
Right. And at the end of the day, the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that are running the show.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we want to keep them in business? Because all they're doing is they're just getting more and more people put on their toxic chemical prescriptions that have harmful side effects.
Well, isn't the reason that that happens in terms of the way the medical system is set up, because it's set up between the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies that are controlling what the doctors can do, that there's an emphasis now on treating long-term conditions rather than looking for their causes.
And the reason for that, Mark, let's be clear, it's for money. And it's only for money. There's no other reason, and it's ridiculous and insane and morally and ethically corrupt that we as a society, as advanced as we are, and we're really not that advanced, but as advanced as we would like to think that we are, that we don't recognize what's being perpetrated on us as a society.
Yeah. I mean, why are we led to believe that as we age, we can expect our health conditions to show up?
Because we are taught that growing old is going to be that way, and we see it depicted in life and ultimately go into agreement with it. I mean, we see people on television, in movies, in theater, all over the place, print ads, internet ads, commercials, etc. It's all set up for you to start to believe and have the mindset of, it's programmed into you at a very young age that you're going to grow old and you're going to grow old and accumulate problems. The interesting thing is, and I've watched this trend develop over the last 15 to 20 years, the new full-time job for anybody who's retired is what?
Going to the doctor.
Going to the doctor, Mark.
Going to the doctor.
You go to the doctor for a test. You go to the doctor for a screening. Then you have to go back to get the results of that test, which then sends you off to a specialist who is going to help you manage whatever the test said. And then you go for the therapy associated with being managed for that particular positive test that you had. And then after a certain period of time, what happens? You go back for a follow-up test to see if things have changed. And you go in for your medications, and you got to get blood work because you're on medication to make sure that the medication isn't killing you as fast as they want you to be killed, and make sure that the medication isn't harming you. Well, if you have to go back in for a blood test to see if the medication is causing damage, isn't that an upfront acknowledgement that the medication isn't the right answer and is going to cause you to have damage?
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned before that there is time when you're in a health crisis that medication can be a helpful thing to get you through the crisis. But if you're trying to be healthy, the approach is completely different.
Yeah, you want to use the medication to act as a bridge to get you from the crisis to a place called you're out of crisis. Good. Now, while you're getting out of crisis, you want to go to somebody like myself or somebody who practices functional medicine, meaning that they're actually looking for the mechanism of cause and addressing function, not what medicine does in functional medicine. They just order more tests to evaluate your function, but they never offer you anything that's going to fix what the tests say other than medication. I'm talking about the practitioners who are truly in the trenches doing the work of understanding the mechanism of cause and doing some form of care that addresses that mechanism so that you no longer have the outcome that you don't want to begin with. Medicine masks that. It doesn't fix it.
That's a profoundly different point of view. So, is everybody going to develop conditions that we don't want?
Well, if you plan for them, Mark, yes. Like I said, we unconsciously plan for these things when we make the choices that we have. Long-term bad consequences show up without knowing that we're setting ourselves up for them and setting ourselves up for failure. And then when it arrives, we're perplexed at how we got there. Wake up, people. And see that you are unconsciously choosing it every time you eat the crap food, drink the crap liquids, and think about the crap that the television entices you to think about. These are all ways that you're setting yourself up for failure down the road. And until you wake up and see that, you're going where everybody else is going, and you think that you're just like everybody else. And so you're going into agreement with what we started the show out with, that you're supposed to grow old and accumulate problems and have surgeries and need lifetime medications and all of that. And I'm sitting here telling you it doesn't have to be that way.
So interesting that if you look at the commercials that are on the television, because they're now predominantly about medications, everybody that's taking the medications for their skin problems, for their digestive problems, for whatever, the people are all so happy. But
yes,
whenever I've had a medical condition that I'm suffering from some kind of ill health, I am anything but happy.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a commercial for a blood sugar enhancer of sorts, and they show this guy, and he's a harmless, nerdy type, wallflower type person,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing his little dance because he's on his medication, and he's at his job, and he's walking down the street, and he's doing this little dance with a catchy little jingle behind it, and he's
right.
smiling, and this is for somebody that's dealing with diabetes. And it's interesting because politically, we're changing the term handicapped, okay?
Right.
Handicapped is no longer politically correct.
Right.
Okay. And it's interesting, up in New York, I haven't seen them in Georgia yet, but up in New York, they have a new symbol for, quote, handicapped parking. Okay, or somebody who's disabled or has a disability. I'm trying to figure out how calling somebody disabled is politically correct in our current climate.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, it's so ridiculous where it's gotten to in our society. But who cares? But they're showing the symbol shows the person in the wheelchair leaning over with their elbows up, and it's like they're racing,
like
because
they're racing.
You want to depict somebody who's in a wheelchair as not being somebody who sits stationary, but somebody who can still be active, because we have to cultivate, we don't want to isolate them or make them feel that they're separated from society, that no, they're still included because they can still be active and inclusive. And it's like, okay, where is the line for what is considered politically correct, and why do they keep moving it, and why do we take terms that have been universal my whole life
mm-hmm.
and make them no longer politically correct, and now they're inappropriate, and now we have to be gender specific, and even though we have transgenderism and you know, when they floated the idea of having a single bathroom regardless of what your gender was, and there was pushback on that, where we don't want men and women sharing the same bathroom when we do in houses and that kind of stuff, and
mm-hmm.
it's a wonder that we're still surviving as a species because of all the ridiculousness that we have in society. And one of those things that's most ridiculous is the expectation that you're going to accumulate health problems as you get older, and that you need to sign up for all these tests as you approach certain ages. There's benchmarks, like, you know, if you're a woman, you have to start mammography when you're in your 40s. If you're over age 50, you should go in and have a colonoscopy. And, you know, it's just, okay, there's these benchmark ages that you should expect to have to go look for a problem that you were never meant to have anyway.
Well, what we're looking for is we're looking for the problems, but we're not, the focus is not on preventing them.
That's 100% correct. And the reason why it's not focused on preventing them, Mark, money.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about money. Everything is so expensive. Health insurance is expensive. The tests are expensive. The follow-up is expensive. The prescription medications are expensive. Why? Because that's what keeps the system moving. But the system's broken. The system's insane. The system is corrupt. The system is immoral. And nobody's looking for a solution to it except for a few outlying practitioners like myself that are like, you know what? We can't keep doing this to people. We have to take better care of our brothers and sisters. We have to take better care of humanity. We have to take better care of and support future generations, not give them the problems that we couldn't solve, and then hopefully maybe they can solve them when we're not doing anything to change them.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, I mean, the airwaves are filled with all these advertisements for the medications that, and what are they treating? They're treating health concerns that are like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, autoimmune disease, even though the drugs and the medicines that they're prescribing have these incredible side effects.
Right. Isn't that fascinating? And why do they do that? It's all about profits over people mentality, Mark. The need for money and the need to feel important and how having money and all that goes with it and that sense of power, all of that can be addicting. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you desire things, material things, if you desire having a $200,000 sports car, but you're making minimum wage, you're never going to have that $200,000 sports car. So what becomes the driving motivation if you really want that $200,000 sports car? You need to make more money.
Right.
So then it becomes about going to work and maybe having four jobs to where you're working 20 out of the 24 hours a day in an effort to do what? Make more money. Or why don't you not worry about that? Cultivate an attitude of gratitude and do something that actually makes you happy,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then the money will be there, and then you'll live a successful life, and then maybe you can go out and have that sports car, or maybe you'll decide that when you have a certain amount of success in life, you know what? Having a $200,000 sports car really isn't all that important because it's not going to make me any happier.
Mm-hmm. And with all this emphasis that's placed on the expensive tests and the exams and the screenings, and they're still not really working to try to understand what caused the problem in the first place. That just doesn't seem right.
No, it isn't right, Mark. But that will essentially require all of us to have a change in focus and a change in attitude in our society that having the most and the biggest is not necessarily the goal. So mm-hmm. expensive tests, we need to find simplified tests. Okay, it's interesting. When I do an evaluation of somebody, I evaluate the actual functional communication within their nervous system. And I always do this tongue-in-cheek, and I say, just remember, expensive testing is better than simple testing. So I went and I got this real expensive test, and I show them what I'm going to use to test them, and I see the smile on their face or the twinkle in their eye, and I'm again, being jokeful, and they understand I'm being jokeful, and it's like, okay, this test that I'm going to use on you is very expensive. It cost me about 12 cents to make. And this 12 cents will give you more information and more understanding than some of these $1,500 tests will. But the $1,500 tests are more considered standards of care. Why? Because the insurance will pay for it, therefore they can promote it, and that's what goes into your health care costs and why your health insurance is so expensive.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to these treatments, and are the treatments that are being prescribed effective at actually treating the conditions that they're trying to treat?
Well, you tell me, Mark. I mean, you look at the outcomes and the ruined lives and the mindlessness of the treatments, like popping a pill every day to suppress a symptom while creating a harmful side effect that will eventually require more endless treatments and more medications. So you tell me, Mark, what's the effectiveness of what we're doing in our healthcare system?
It doesn't seem to be that. I mean, now I see more and more prescription medicines out there to treat the side effects from the first medicine that you're taking. Oh, I have opioids for my back, but I need something for my constipation. I have this problem, I need something to overcome that. So you have medications on top of medications.
Right, and there's was interesting news story that I saw the other night where they were talking about potentially the class action lawsuit against the company that is in charge of making the opioids. And yeah, there should be a class action lawsuit because you've ruined so many lives in an effort to have profits, and the profits over the people's health and welfare. And yeah, they should be held accountable so that we don't continue to make these kinds of mistakes. And it isn't about monopolizing. It isn't about making profits. It isn't about caring more about the bottom line and the stockholders in your corporation than it is over the people that are actually the stockholders in your corporation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not dealing with the country doctor anymore who knows all the people that he treats and was there for the births and the deaths and everything over the course of time, all that's changed. So why can't we just change the way healthcare is being delivered now?
Well, it's because of the money being made by applying the same system, a broken system, to the problem without addressing the problem. And it's, you know, as long as the system's broken, what's the definition of insanity, Mark? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome? But there are no different outcomes, okay? We're no closer to solving heart disease than they were back in the 1950s. Yet I solve heart disease in my office every day. It literally takes 5 minutes to solve heart disease when you treat the cause.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not looking to treat the cause. Oprah Winfrey does not know how to lose weight. She knows how to manage her weight, but she doesn't know how to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I need 5 minutes with Oprah, and I can teach her how to teach the world how to not be obese.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's about profits.
Yeah.
It's not about solving a problem. Okay. Oprah Winfrey made a whole bunch of personal trainers and life coaches very, very important in the world because they were on her show and she promoted them. And I'm sure their businesses did very, very, very well. But that's, again, masking symptoms. That's treating outcomes. That's not affecting change to really get to the source of a problem. When you empower somebody, you give them the power. Instead of having them be dependent upon you and buying the company of Weight Watchers and becoming a major shareholder so that you can promote Weight Watchers products isn't about solving the healthcare problem, isn't about solving the obesity problem. It's about treating the problem. And that's what's going on with all of these people. Yeah, they may be losing weight, but what are they tied to in order to keep that weight off?
Right. They're tied to a whole program.
Right. So anybody who knows Oprah, tell her I'd love to talk to her. I just need 5 minutes. I need 300 seconds of her time, and I'll change the health in this world.
This is, it's so critical to be able to sit there and say there is a different way to approach health. There is a different way to look at what's going on with our health and to become proactive, to become, as you said, to empower people so that they can take back the control of their own health.
Doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you, not doing to others so that they can't do it to you.
That's right. Well, this is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to continue this conversation about our healthcare system.
Absolutely, Mark. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone because it does not have texting abilities, so I will never get a text from you. Simply call me. Be courageous and call me on the cell phone if you want to talk. Or if you want to be less courageous, you can send me an email to my new email address, which is spineboy, H as in Harry, V as in Victor, at gmail.com, spineboyhv at gmail.com. And so today, Mark and I are talking about the eighth wonder of the world. What is the eighth wonder of the world? Our current healthcare circumstances and situation and our current healthcare system. It's a wonder because there's never any reason to come up with an actual solution. There's just more of the treadmill of treatment, more lifetime medications, more surgical interventions, and more profits for the people who administer all of that and the companies that manufacture it. And there's really no looking for health. And I just find that to be the biggest wonder in my life.
Hmm. Well, you know, one of the more controversial topics that some people see in different ways is the idea of that there are more and more vaccinations that are being prescribed. And I just wonder, do you see all vaccines as being equal?
Well, Mark, it's interesting. The topic of vaccinations is going to be interesting for me to answer. And you are right. And what I'm about to say will upset people who have embraced the concept of injecting known neurotoxins into the body, bypassing the immune system altogether and the normal entryway into the body, and then asking the body to somehow miraculously develop a normal immune response to these toxic neurotoxins and chemicals. The theory we have been sold is warped, and the corrupt research that supports it and the government money being made by the agencies that are supposed to protect us, all in the name of profits and future security by creating new health concerns, is morally and ethically wrong, and they should all be held accountable. But they are in charge and they run the show, so they will enforce the agenda and brainwash society into thinking what they want us to think. And vaccinations is just one of those topics. And if you go to the National Vaccine Information Center and you do some research, you'll end up finding the truth. And the other piece of information that is very important for people to understand is there is a vaccine injury fund that has billions, dare I say trillions of dollars sitting in an account somewhere. And if you can prove that you were hurt by your vaccination, that you're entitled to some sort of monetary compensation. But in order for you to prove that you can have access to the money because it was caused by the vaccine, that's an impossible task. So the money is just sitting in an account that nobody will ever have access to because the people that regulate it will never give them access. But I don't believe, and there's no amount of information you could ever give me that is going to justify putting a toxic neurotoxin into a person's body. And we're talking mercury, we're talking aluminum. These adjuvants that are put into vaccines create health problems and cause neurological issues within the people that receive them. And I personally, I won't get vaccinated. I don't get a flu vaccine every year, and I don't get the flu either.
Well, I mean, there are different types of vaccines. I mean, I heard recently in Europe and then just the other day in Israel, there's an increase in the cases of measles, which was a childhood disease generally. And the reason that they're attributing the rise is because of the people that are not taking those vaccines. And that's a serious disease, along with some of the other childhood diseases. Do you have the same problem that you have with, say, a measles or mumps vaccine that you do with a flu shot?
Well, I have the same problem with all of it because I take the same perspective with all of it. If you address the strength of a person's immune system by eliminating the crap foods and supporting a person to be healthy and focus on eliminating the need for toxic chemicals at the expense of the health of society, instead of monopolizing the problem and offering people false solutions and false hope. That's the path that I would ask people to do. Address the cause of the problem. If you have a strong immune system because you have a strong, healthy digestive system, and incidentally, vaccinations suppress a person's ability to digest and absorb their food appropriately, it affects that microbiome and it sets them up for failure. There's research out there that supports the fact that when you get a vaccination, it interferes with how your microbiome functions. And the strength of your microbiome is going to affect the effectiveness of that vaccination. So there's a correlation there. So if you just get a person to be healthy and get them to have a healthy, strong digestive system and immune system, then guess what? Infections bounce off of you. They don't get into you. They don't affect you. The problems that we have, even in Europe, okay, is that we're not supporting people to be healthy. Therefore, they're developing problems. And when you have a whole bunch of people who are all resonating similar mentalities, they're all going to develop those same things. And yes, you're going to see these outbreaks. But it has nothing to do with vaccines eliminating it. It has to do with cleaning up our society, cleaning up our hygiene, cleaning up the way we deal with garbage, cleaning up our food, making sure that food is real, not bastardized, processed, Monsanto-type food.
Well, that's a pretty big undertaking you're talking about in terms of the change that you would be required in order to be able to get to a healthy environment.
At the end of the day, Mark, it just requires making the decision. If the people in the right position make the right decision, it's not hard for society to change. Society changes all the time. At when a new technology is introduced, how long does it take for people? How long did it take for people to embrace cell phones, Mark?
Probably 10, 12 years, something like that.
Did it really take 10 or 12 years, or did it kind of catch fire and it just took a while to spread to all, and the technology had to keep up with improving so that, but at the end of the day, how uncommon is it now for somebody to use a cell phone?
It's not uncommon now.
Right.
But, I mean, I remember the first time that I saw anything of that nature was probably 1984. And it was like, why would anybody need to have a phone with them?
Right. But here we are, 84. Here we are, what,
34 years later.
34 years later. Okay. And everybody in society has one.
Mm-hmm.
So in the grand scheme of things, how long did that take to change?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we educate people ahead of time on what the health benefits are, how long do you think it would take for people to embrace a positive health benefit?
Well, people, in my experience, people can be pretty stubborn in terms of what they're doing and the way they're behaving. So
they can be.
I don't know how quickly you can change the society.
But if all the people around you are doing it and you're seeing the benefits that they're having, it's not going to take long. The point is that if we can get every person on the planet to use a cell phone, we can get every person on the planet to embrace a different attitude towards injecting themselves with a toxic chemical known to have harmful side effects with potential neurological devastation that is a permanent condition.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the focus today is on standardized care. It's a sort of a one-size-fits-all approach. And I mean, one of the big differences is that each individual really can't be defined by those standardized definitions.
Right. And if you choose to be a drone, a robot, or a cog in the whole process, then yes, what you say is 100% correct, the standardized care. But yes, the truth is that we're all individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody who comes into my office is treated the same way as anybody else that comes into my office because everybody else has a different problem, their unique problem, their specific individuated problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in the healthcare industry, we do try to standardize things. We do try to give people a name. We do try to give them a treatment that's associated with that name that is standardized so that everybody with that name of that particular health concern is going to get the exact same care. And then we wonder why there's so many negative consequences or what we would call side effects. A side effect is telling you that the standardized care isn't appropriate for the
mm-hmm.
person having a side effect. Well, who has side effects, Mark?
Just about anybody taking
just about anybody.
Yeah.
So if you're giving a one-size-fits-all and there's a certain amount of side effects that goes along with it,
mm-hmm.
that should be to the smart individual, to the discerning individual, to somebody that actually is awake and understands the law of consequences, that that's not the right form of care if it's going to create a negative outcome that a certain percentage of people are going to experience. But selling us on the fact that you should expect to have side effects is not a rational, sane answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not morally and ethically a good answer.
And now one of the issues that's facing people's health is not only are there side effects, but then the medications are being overprescribed often.
Right. There's a whole new class action lawsuit that I understand is going to be going on for the manufacturers of opioids because of the ruined lives that have gone along with it. And how long did they continue to support the process? And how many doctors benefited by overprescribing these medications to where now the government had to step in and pretty much make it a black box prescription to where they were going to find out who is the ones doing the overprescribing and revoke their licenses. And, you know, I get phone calls. I probably get about 10 to 20 phone calls a week from people who are no longer able to get their opioids through their medical doctor. And I'm listed under pain management on the internet. Google, you do pain management, Pooler, Georgia, and I'm going to come up on that first page. And they're going to go down the page regardless of where the person's, and they're going to call those people until they find somebody who's going to give them their substance that they're addicted to that they're looking to have replaced. I get 20 phone calls a week of people trying to do that.
Wow. And you don't prescribe any medication.
And I don't prescribe any medication. I give them a solution. I tell them, go look at these videos, go to this website, do as much reading, et cetera, that you want, and then call me back. And they never call back.
They're never going to call you back.
Right.
No, if you're addicted, you're not going to do that. Now, I, you know, you're talking about all these prescription medications, and now more and more we've been seeing these mass shootings that have been going on in schools, and this seems to be a correlation between people that are on those prescription medications and some of these the horrible events that have been happening.
Well, it's interesting, Mark, that every single one of them, all the way back to Columbine, every shooting since that time, back in the 80s, was associated with a prescription or multiple prescription drugs. And instead of talking about that, they focus on gun control, never once mention the liability of the prescription medications known to have these side effects like suicidal tendencies, psychotic behavior, etc. Not once has the media even brought it to light, let alone talked about the connection of the prescription medications and those shootings. And my question is why? Well, because we're protecting the monopoly. We're protecting the hand that feeds us, so to speak. We're protecting the corporations that manufacture these things, that help to feed the communities, in a sense, in a way, of sponsoring events, etc. It's very easy for a healthcare corporation, a hospital, if you will, to be a major sponsor for these events. Why? Because of the backings that they have from the pharmaceutical companies.
Sure. It's very at the media. I mean,
they have the endless pocketbooks.
Exactly.
You know, the four major news networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, $6.4 billion is spent advertising medications on those four networks. That has nothing to do with all the cable networks, just those four major news outlets. $6.4 billion spent in their yearly advertising budget. That's just crazy. They have the money to spend.
Yeah, they do.
They have the money to manipulate us, to drive us with the incessant number of commercials, which is absolutely overwhelming, and they browbeat it into us to where we start to develop the mindset, oh, I must need to go out and get this pill, even though it could potentially kill me.
Well, this is a sobering conversation we're having, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I do want to talk to you some more about what you're calling the eighth wonder.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe, studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. It is my cell phone. It does not receive texting, so please don't text me. But the phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Feel free to call me. You'll be surprised that I will actually be the one answering the phone. You can also email me. My new email address is spineboyhv@gmail.com. That's spineboy followed by an H and a V as in Victor. @gmail.com, spineboyhv@gmail.com. You can come to a free healthcare class. You can call for a consultation, whatever the case is. I just want to help you solve your health concern because As we're talking about today, the eighth wonder of the world is the fact that there is absolutely no focus whatsoever in our healthcare industry for solutions to health problems. They just want to put you on the treadmill of treatment. And I find that wondrous, and I'm calling it the eighth wonder of the world.
So why are we perpetuating this sort of head-in-the-sand mentality of doctors who are continuing to do the same thing over and over again without realizing that what they're doing is, you know, really qualifies as being insane because it's not changing the outcomes? Is this lack of awareness something to do with changing the status quo?
Well, I think you know the answer to that, Mark, and that's about money. You need to protect the brand, you need to promote the brand, and you need to reap the benefits of the brand if you're an investor in the brand. And so it's interesting. There's so much that you can invest in through the stock market to get involved in these companies that are basically just bulldozing society. And you, if you get involved in the profit, then maybe you can pull yourself out of the lower socioeconomic level and put yourself in the upper stratospheres. And what is that about, Mark? It's about money. So if we have a system in place that's guaranteed to feed the mouths of those who are in the know at the expense of those who are not in the know, why would they choose to change that if they're the ones controlling it?
Yeah, there's not a good reason for them to shift around. So is that why we have this continued focus on screenings as what we call quote-unquote preventative measures when really, nothing is being done to change to the mechanism that's causing the health concerns in the first place.
Well, again, you got to appreciate that's another example of profits over people. They know that free screenings capture 70% or better of the people being screened to open up the profit machine. So why look for the cause of a problem if we can plant the seed of awareness and then go out and harvest the crop? It doesn't make any sense at all, yet that's what goes on. And even bright people who have health insurance who are happy about the fact that a nurse or a physician's assistant will even come to their house to do a yearly screening, and they'll give you the cost of what that is. Let's say it's $250. They'll eat the $250. Why? Because 7 out of 10 people that they're going to give that service away to are going to need $5, $10, $20, $100,000 worth of treatment as a result of what they found in their $250 screening. So it's a win financially. So of course we can give it away as a preventative screening. There's no prevention going on. It's about capturing those people that are out there that wouldn't necessarily go into a doctor's office for some kind of test.
Mm-hmm. You're capturing it before it becomes something, a terminal situation.
Maybe.
You're not preventing the disease. You're just capturing when the disease is fully active.
Right, because if you can capture it before it's terminal, then you can make as much money as possible off of it with no actual trying to fix the reason for why the person's going to become terminal anyway.
So what would it take to change the focus on to creating true health instead of treating disease?
Morals, ethics, accountability, and fines for any company that creates products that harm a person's health. Let's think about that, Mark. For any company that produces a product that harms a person's health, they don't just get a fine.
Mm-hmm.
They get put out of business. Okay. Exercising the Healthy Food Act of 1908, we had to dust it off and break it out and educate people to do better. Hold manufacturers accountable, institute the law, and make these companies pay for their leading people in the wrong direction. Change how we do things to exercise the golden rule of doing to others as we would have them do to ourselves, simply by responsible and accountable for the products that we make and the effects, especially the long-term effects of what they create, is where we need to start in our society. But guess what? People are comfortable in their discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are comfortable in being comfortable and making profits, why would they want to cut off their cash cow?
I can't imagine why they would. But what happens, what happens when you start to demand answers and solutions instead of opting for the treadmill of treatment?
Well, either they're going to make you a quack and they're going to suppress you. They may disappear you. A number of those things could happen. Or they're just going to bombard you with a whole bunch of rhetoric in the opposite direction. And they're going to keep bombarding you with all that rhetoric to the point where it changes your perspective. And then you go back into agreement with the status quo, and you go back to your being a drone or a cog in the system.
I mean, fighting the healthcare system seems nearly impossible. So what do you need to do to take care of your own health?
Well, become an informed consumer and learn for yourself what you need to do to take ownership of your health. More and more people call me every day telling me they agree with what I say on the radio and they want to know what they can do. And I tell them they're doing it already. Just don't stop doing it. You need to get educated. You need to apply the information that you learn. You need to cultivate the results of applying that information. Then you need to pay it forward. You need to teach others as you become a health advocate yourself so that you can advocate for them. You need to give them. We need to just pay the whole circumstance forward so that we supporting our brothers and sisters to a better outcome and to better health and so that we don't agree to taking toxic chemicals. There are more people that are looking for true answers, okay? The challenge is they go into their doctor with that and the doctor does a Jedi mind trick on them and distracts them from what they came in there to discuss by pushing them in a different direction. And at the end of the day, it's from my perspective, it's curious, it's funny, but it's not funny in a humorous way. It's funny in a strange, peculiar way that people are actually being led to believe that taking toxic chemicals to help their circumstances is better than finding the underlying cause of why they have their problem and simply changing their behavior.
So where do you go? How do you know where to go to learn more about your health?
Well, you can go to your library. You can go to the internet. The internet is a library of sorts. You just have to start doing some reading. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your colleagues. Talk to friends who had a problem that no longer have a problem. Find out what they're doing. Find out what their results are. Seek out different healthcare professionals who are doing the right thing. Come to free healthcare classes. Teaching institutions, you know, there's so many different things. Find out for yourself what the meaning of health is and how to be healthy. Avoid the crap conversations about events and other people in the spotlight. Invest in information that serves being healthy and avoid anything else. And take the initiative to do that.
Okay, so what would the first step be?
The first step is always just simply to start. Make your health a priority. Make it the biggest, most important priority until you have your biggest and most important result, being healthy. Because, Mark, if you don't have your health, what is the point? Health is your most important asset. You need to understand how to cultivate that. And if you don't know how to do it, then you need to start looking for answers. You need to ask the right questions. You need to find a source that you can ask the right questions to. I'm happy to be that source for you. I'm happy to refer you to other people who are sources of information that can, who specialize in the aspects of health that I don't specialize in. I try to be a one-stop shop, but certainly somebody who practices acupuncture understands acupuncture more than I do, but I understand acupuncture, just not to the degree. A naturopath, I do lots of naturopathy, but I'm not a licensed naturopath, so I can point you in the direction of a naturopath. Homeopath, I do homeopathy, but that's not my only specialty. So it's like I can put you in touch with those people that are closest to you, that can communicate to you in a way that's going to give you the understanding that you need. But you have to take the initiative. You have to ask the question. You have to pick up the phone. You have to go to the internet. You have to go to a class. You have to go to the library. You have to take classes, maybe adult evening classes. But you have to do it.
It does come down to you taking responsibility for your own health. But as you pointed out, there's so much to know about health. There's so much that the average person is not going to be able to do. You've devoted your life to this particular topic. So if somebody has a question, they want to ask their particular question of you, you make yourself available in a number of ways. So let's just remind people one more time, what are the best ways to reach you?
The best way is to call this little contraption that I'm holding in my hand right now called my cell phone. It's get a hold of me on my cell. The area code is 845. The phone number is 561-2225. Again, area code 845-561-2225. If you call me, I will answer the phone. If I don't answer the phone, leave me a message and I will call you back. That's the best way, Mark, to help yourself. If you're not interested in talking on the phone, if you're a texter, don't text me. This phone doesn't receive text. If you want to text me to my email. Text me to spineboyhv@gmail.com. Spineboy, H as in Harry, V as in Victor, @gmail.com. But if you get a hold of me, I promise you I will answer your questions to the degree that you can actually put it into your life. So I want to thank you for listening this week. I appreciate you listening to my ramblings today. This show was about the eighth wonder of the world, which is why we have the health concerns that we do in this day and age. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is there might be some side effects, oh I'd heard that before.